It's because of a couple of different factors. We've had storms here within the past.
Ray Wunderlich is a member of the Tampa Bay Estuary Program's Citizens Advisory Council and a board member of the Pinellas County Environmental Science Forum. He says Maximo Park is situated on a Tocobaga Indian mound that dates back 6,000 years and has unique Florida plants.
We have five different plant communities here at Maximo, which make this the only place in St. Petersburg where you have these five plant communities. You have the mangrove swamp that we saw there. You have the maritime oak hammock. You have the scrubby pine flatwoods. You have pine flatwoods. And you have shell mound or shell midden plant community. No other place has it. Boyd Hill has, I think, three or four plant communities, but nothing so unique as this.
In the scrubby pine flatwoods, the sand holly and hawk plum are nearby the home of an important species.
As you can see, the gopher tortoise hole burrow remnants are here, but they're so disturbed by the activity of the disc golfers and the activity of the mowers that go by. They're moving around all the time. They're not happy campers here. I think there is one remaining here, from what park employees tell me and from what I've seen in their burrows.
He suggests that the disc golfers might not be aware of the environmental and archaeological values of this waterfront park.
They stomp these bushes and shrubs to get their discs, and this is one of the smallest, it is the smallest plant community in the park. And these species are just being crushed and broken and fragmented, and it's causing great disturbance and soil compaction also, so they can't reestablish themselves because of all the disturbance going on.
He says the construction of this 18-hole disc golf course 10 years ago was approved by the Neighborhood Association. However, the play destroyed habitat and wiped out the fox squirrel, marsh rabbit, and all but one gopher tortoise.
And this is the most popular, it's the first hole, and it's the most popular, well-used, most-used hole, so it's going to have the most disturbance around, as you can see. That's a catbird. Sounds like a cat meowing. I see very, very little bird life here in the park.
Tom Pinturich plays every Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Tocobaga Disc Golf Course.
It's like real golf, but you use like a small frisbee. Instead of using a club and a ball, you use different discs. You have a driver, a mid-range, and a putter, and you play it under the same rules of golf, and there's 18 holes all around this park.
Pinturich says that the archaeological relevance of this place is contested.
The archaeologists that I talked to said that this is all garbage. When the Indians were here, they used that one area for their shells, and they threw all their garbage on that one pile there. But some people think that they're Indian burial grounds. And they've been out here several times, and no one can prove that there's any Indian burial grounds there.
Pinturich says the disc golfers also clean up the park.
I don't feel the conflict. It's just that they're saying things that may or may not be true, and they think that their way is the only way. They don't want to let everybody else have some fun. I mean, we're not destroying anything. As we try to take care of everything as much as we can. I saw one guy one time trying to knock down a tree, and I'm yelling at him to stop, but that's not his tree. And he argued back with me. He says, it's not yours. I says, no, it's the whole park's. So leave it alone.
Steve Morris has been visiting the park since 1997. He says crime has decreased due to the presence of disc golf.
There used to be a lot of more crime and a gay population in here at one time. I think it's very good that they have disc golfers running around and keeping the park clean and also cleaning up the park. They also have rallies that clean up the park and the beach areas and do a lot of good for the park here.
Volunteers noticed looting of artifacts from the archaeological site, feeding of wildlife, and improper beach cleaning and renourishment activities. Wunderlich says the park has had an almost continuous slide of mismanagement and bad decisions along the years.
We would like to propose they find a more appropriate, perhaps smaller area for disc golf to go in without these sensitivities, and by obeying the laws, the ordinances, land development regulations, and obeying their own parks philosophy.
City employees have also scraped the beach with a very large front-end loader and later with a less invasive surf rake machine, contributing to beach erosion. Today, the playground observation tower and the beach are close to being washed out. At the community preservation meeting, Wonder Lake plans to propose heritage tourism and restoration of native plants through grants and volunteers.
And also have a complete archaeological dig out here to find out where these features may be. 8,000, 5,000 years ago of continuing inhabitants until 500 years, that's a lot of stuff may be disseminated throughout the area.
The community preservation meeting will be at St. Petersburg City Hall on November 18th to discuss whether the disc golf course is appropriate for Maximo Park. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka in St. Petersburg.